Welcome to the Life Begins at Midlife podcast, where we pop the champagne to celebrate the unexplored joys and endless adventures that await us in the midlife. Flipping the script on what it means to hit those fabulous 40s, 50s and beyond. Because here, we don't believe in midlife crises, only midlife revolutions. Reminding you that the only thing we're letting go of at midlife is the notion that it's all downhill from here. Nope, we're here to climb higher, dream bigger, and laugh louder. Each week, we'll dive into the myths, share the truths, and unlock the secrets to making the midlife years your best years yet. From rediscovering lost passions to embarking on new adventures, we're covering it all. Expect candid conversations with inspiring guests who've turned their midlife years into their most dynamic chapter yet. We're talking to everyone from entrepreneurs who've launched successful startups, from their kitchen tables to adventurers who decided age is just a number when it comes to climbing mountains or sailing the seas. So if you've ever found yourself pondering, is this all there is? Or you're just eager to embrace the richness of midlife with both arms wide open, then you, my friend, are in the right place. Grab your favorite drink, get cozy, and let's show the world that life doesn't just begin at 20, it begins again at midlife. And remember, in the Life Begins at Midlife podcast, the only rule is to live confidently, love unconditionally, and laugh uncontrollably. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to today's episode of Life Begins at Midlife. Today, I've got an amazing guest in the studio with me, Yvonne Bignell, a catalyst for change, or otherwise known as the self-care coach. So welcome, Yvonne. Would you like to tell us a little bit about, you know, your journey as to, you know, how you've gotten to this part of your life so far?
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you, Jackie, for inviting me on. And yeah, really glad to be here because I think midlife is such a brilliant and exciting time of life. But, you know, how did I get here? So I guess it would be fair to say that I have spent sort of 40 years in and around the health and fitness industry. I started at the age of 19. And along the way, I became a mother. So I am the mother of one son, and I also have two beautiful grandchildren. These are the joys of midlife. And my journey was really around finding this thing that I was passionate about. So at 19, I was on a college course, and I had to do 6 weeks work experience, and that took me into the world of health and fitness. And I just loved it. It fit me like a glove. I thought, this is just magic. And that really started my passion for health. And along the way, I became a fitness instructor, personal trainer, exercise to music teacher, you name the role, and I probably did it somewhere along that line. I competed. I was a bodybuilder for a couple of years, and that was great fun. Anyway, so the journey kept going, and I was doing lots of different roles within the fitness space until I ended up at a head office for a large corporate club called Holmes Place. We had about 52 clubs mainly in the UK, but also some overseas. And I was working for the procurement director as his assistant. And that really was my last employment role. I was made redundant, and it was really interesting because literally I had made up my mind that I needed to leave this job. I needed to leave it, not because it was a bad job. It was very well paid. I was in central London. I could go home at the end of my working day and not think about work. But it just wasn't challenging me. And I knew that, you know, part of my makeup is I like challenge. You know, I like to be thinking about how I can do something. And that was really lost in the role. So I had decided that I needed to leave. And I think it's always important to realize that when you ask the universe for something, it will respond. Because one minute I was thinking about leaving, the second minute I was plotting when I was going to leave, and the third, I was actually being made redundant. So there you go. The message came. By then I was 38. It was a really interesting time. Relationships, I'd just come out of a long-term one. I'd just gone into another one. My son was 17. So there was the whole teenage stuff to be dealing with. It was a challenging time. And I have to say, it was probably the most stressful time of my life. And I really had to decide what was next for me. Did I want to go back into the workplace, or did I want to do something completely different? And I felt called, and it was a calling in the midst of all the anxiousness that I was feeling, to go left field. It was just like, you need to get out of this whole employment thing and do something different. And that really was the beginning of my journey, I want to say, into a midlife that I absolutely love and adore, because it was in that moment that I really embraced the world of personal development. And I really started to take that journey of learning who the hell I was, because I think up until that point, I was everybody, what everybody expected and wanted me to be, and a little bit of what perhaps I wanted me to be, but I was just this mishmash of people and experiences. And so I knew that it was a perfect opportunity for me to really go back and unpack and unpeel all of that and really find who I was and who I wanted to be, how I wanted to show up in the world. And so I was very blessed. I started my first business, really helping coaches and trainers to organize their businesses. I had that skill set. And then I went into the training world, and then I went into the coaching world around about 2010. Trained to be a coach. I was helping women actually leave employment to start their own businesses, having done that journey myself. And there was a real call for that. And there were women who really were like, I've got to this age, I'm in my 40s, I need to do something different. And that was a blessing to be able to help those women. But there was still a kind of other nagging inside of me, like, this isn't quite right, this isn't quite for you. These skills are great, but this isn't where you're going to stay. And of course, I just ended up full circle back into health and fitness. No great surprise, really. I should have known that was coming. But one of the things that came to me was that a lot of the women that I was helping, that some of their challenges and issues came from not really having a relationship with themselves. That very same place where I found myself, where I'm just this mishmash of all these different people and expectations. And that actually I wanted to help women come back to themselves, come back to their bodies, really start to develop a relationship of love and care for self, so that they could go into the world and shine and be brilliant and do all the other roles that they wanted to do, but do it from a place of energy, passion and love. And so that's kind of where I've ended up. That's where I am now. I get to do this work, sometimes in a very practical way, so getting people to move their bodies and things, but actually also doing the inner work, coming back to understanding who you are, listening and tuning in, and starting to build a real deep connection with self. And that is absolutely my sweet spot and my joy. And to feel like I'm 58 now, so this is like 20 years after that, redundancy, but to feel that it's taken that long to really get to my sweet spot, but actually being okay with that because I've learned so much along the way.
Absolutely. Wow, that's amazing. It's interesting how one door closes and then, something else opens and you're not always so sure what it's going to look like. But just by taking one step each time and seeing how it unfolds and being open to adjusting and course correcting as you go, look at the amazingness that has unfolded for you, over that journey. And you've had amazing experiences while you've been going through that journey as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that's such an important part of embracing midlife, is just being willing to be flexible. Don't get so staid and it has to be like this. Be willing to flex and bend, because, when we're living in the world, we need to be able to do that, because every day is a new day and anything can happen. We know this, on top of the things that we want to happen. And we need to be able to bend and flex with that. So, and be okay with, okay, you try something and it doesn't go quite the way you wanted, but that's not the end of the world. It's like, so look at it, take from it, and then do the next thing, and be okay with that.
And also, you could try something and it could be way better than what you think it would be anyway. So you've got that option as well.
Yes, absolutely.
It is just about being open to to experiencing and exploring and seeing, you know, what opportunities come up and who you meet along the way, because that's the part I've enjoyed is meeting some amazing people, and realizing that there are some amazing souls out there in this world.
Definitely. And actually, as you say that, meeting people is just another experience, is that, you know, and there is something about midlife, is to just take the freedom that you've had all of this life experience. You have all of this knowledge and this wisdom, and now you can go and share it with people and learn and still be in the learning phase yourself. So still be able to learn from the other people that you're meeting. And I do feel like the connections that I make now are much more deeper and meaningful than they were maybe 20 years ago or whatever. There is just more to them. There's more essence to them. And I think that comes with midlife too. So for me, what I want to say is that like midlife is like a blessing. I feel so privileged to be here. That's one thing, is not everybody even gets to here. And to know that no doors are closed. In fact, in many ways, more doors are now open.
Absolutely. That's the amazing part. Yeah. I was asked a question the other day by someone, and I'd be interested to hear your take on it. This person asked me, says, how do I start learning to love myself again? And now this is coming from someone who's been through quite a few rocky relationships and kind of a bit of a, you know, interesting past. And, she's really like, how do I even start loving myself again? So any tip on that?
Yeah, that's such an interesting one, isn't it? Because I feel that that's probably where I was when after the redundancy and when I was looking at the state of my life as it was, and actually suddenly feeling so disjointed from the life that I had. And that obviously meant that I felt disjointed from myself. And one of the greatest things that I heard around that time was, if you want to live your best life and you want to live it on your terms, you need to let go and shed everything that you currently hold to be true, because you are showing up in the world based on all the experiences and everything you've learned that you've taken on board. And if somewhere in there are stories about you not being good enough, or that you have done bad things or wrong things and you're this type of person, you're holding all of that in your body. And so you need to be able to literally say, I'm going to take a blank sheet and this is me. I am a blank canvas. And now I'm going to start writing my story from here. So there is a part of you that has to be willing to let go of what you know to be true, and to be able to go back and kind of replan all that and rejiggle that and bring forward the things that you still hold dear, because within that are probably some of your values driven things. Shed the rest and start again. And I actually did it in a very literal sense. I mean, I was somebody who was brought up in the church. I have always had a relationship with God, but I kicked it all to the curb. I thought, actually, I'm going to throw it all out the window so that I can start again and decide whether that is something that is real to me, or whether it was just something that I did because my parents took me to church and I had to go and all of that kind of stuff. So I took it in a very literal sense, and I did. I literally threw out everything that I thought I knew about relationships, everything I thought I knew about myself, and started from scratch. And it is a long journey. It's probably why I can still talk about it now, because you don't come off the journey. It's still learning as you go. But really, coming back to myself and personal development is for me that actual building block, where I now need to, instead of figuring out what the world expects and wants from me, what do I want from me, and start to build that relationship and really start asking yourself what's important and how you want to show up in the world. And understanding it is a journey. It's not a 2-minute fix.
Absolutely. That is very true. But it is worth it when you do put that, you know, that first step in place. That's often the hardest step, is to say, right, this is the line. Here's my blank piece of paper, my blank canvas. And then sitting with yourself and thinking, right, and a lot, because we've not always had the opportunity to ask ourselves, what is it that we want? Exactly. You know, because we've so been bombarded by everybody else's stuff. But looking at it and thinking, wow, I've actually got a choice. I can actually say about my life, what do I want? And to me, that was like almost like, you know, like a birthday, like Christmas. Like what presents can I unwrap for myself? What gifts can I give myself?
Yeah.
What came up for me. So
yeah, definitely. And knowing that you're worth it, knowing that it's, you know, it's worth the time, it's worth any investment you make, and you are worth it. There is nothing to feel guilty or bad about. This is that opportunity that you seize, because it's the first one that you've had, whenever it shows up, to actually say, enough of being told what I must and must not be and conforming to everything. I'm going to take this moment and embrace it and really start to get back in touch, listen to myself, listen to the wisdom within, and allow that to take me somewhere, you know, and really tune into that. And life just feels completely different when you start doing it, and better, let me tell you. And I had a relatively good life before, but the sense of love and trust for myself and with others is completely different now to what it was before.
Absolutely. And the opinions of others are their opinions, and it's about reminding yourself that they might think X, Y, and Z about what I'm doing, but is that true for me? Is that what I believe? Or is that coming from their frame of reference of how they're seeing things through their, you know, whatever color glasses they're looking at life through? You know,
yes.
But is it true for me? Yes or no? And if it's not, then that's their stuff. As they're saying, you know, not my circus, not my monkeys. It's like, there's your stuff. Yeah. That's your stuff. What is true for me? And it's having those boundaries in place as well, I think, is important.
Yeah, you're so right, Jackie. And I think that's such an important part is, and I think this comes when you make that decision to do some personal development and really work with yourself and on yourself, is letting go of what everybody else thinks. And I'm not saying that we never listen to whatever, of course we care what other people think, and I'm not saying that that's irrelevant. But if we continue to live from a place where everything I do is based on what everybody else thinks and expects of me, I will forever be miserable. That is not a life that I think any of us truly want. So we need to be able to say, people can have their opinions, they can have their thoughts, they will disagree with me, they'll agree with me sometimes, and it's all okay. I don't need people to agree with me on everything for me to do the things I need to do. That's absolutely just the reality.
100%.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's been so lovely speaking with you today. I think we could speak for hours on end.
Yes.
Definitely get you back, because this is we've only just scratched the surface of this interesting topic. So we will definitely have more conversations in the future. And thank you very much for joining me today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much, Jackie. I really appreciate having the opportunity to scratch the surface.
Awesome. Thanks, Yvonne.
Thank you.
As we wrap up another episode here at Life Begins at Midlife, we want to take a moment to extend a heartfelt thank you to our sponsor, Jackie Bourne, for Purpose Unleashed. Jackie's commitment to empowering individuals on their journey of self-discovery and transformation truly aligns with the spirit of our show. Whether you're navigating the challenges of midlife, seeking clarity on your next steps, or simply looking to live a more fulfilled life, Purpose Unleashed offers the guidance, tools, and support you need to turn your aspirations into reality. For those of you feeling stuck or at a crossroads, remember, it's never too late to redefine your path and embrace the life you've always dreamed of. Visit Purpose Unleashed website to discover how you can start your transformative journey today. Let Jackie be your guide to a more vibrant, purpose-driven life. You can find this link to the website in the show notes below. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in and sharing your time with us. Remember,
Every day is a new opportunity to grow, to love, and to make a difference. Until next time, keep striving, keep dreaming, and keep listening.